This is the Osaka Amuli of the 28th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are the godly community. You have found the Father, the Son of knowledge. You have now awakened, and you therefore have to awaken others. Question: why are there all the different conflicts, and what is the solution to them? Answer: when there is body consciousness, there are many different types of conflict. There are the omens of Maya. Baba says, become soul conscious and engage yourself in doing service. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and all the bad omens will be removed. Om Shanti. The Father has come to explain and to give Srimat to you spiritual children. You children have understood that everything has to happen according to the Dharma plan. There is very little time left. From being the land of Ravan, this Bharat has to be made into the land of Vishnu once again. The Father is incognito, and this study is also incognito. There are many centers. There are small centers in the small villages and large centers in the large towns, and there are also many children. Some children have issued a challenge. So whenever you prepare any literature, you also have to write, we will definitely make this land of Bharat of ours into heaven. You too have a lot of love for your land of Bharat, because you know that this Bharat was heaven 5,000 years ago. Bharat was very royal and beautiful. It was called heaven. Only you, mouth-born creation of Brahma, have this knowledge. We definitely have to make Bharat into heaven by following Srimat. You have to show everyone the path. There is no question of any type of conflict. Sit and discuss among yourselves how you can advertise this with the exhibition pictures and print the pictures in newspapers. Hold a seminar among yourselves and discuss this, just as government officials get together to discuss how to improve Bharat. They sit and discuss how to sort everything out and establish peace and happiness in Bharat once again. That government continues to make that effort. Your Pandava government is remembered. This too is an important godly government. This is in fact called a pure godly government. The purifier father sits here and makes impure children into masters of the pure world. Only you children know this. The main thing is the original, eternal, deity religion of Bharat. You children understand that this is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. God, Father Shiv, is called Rudra. It is remembered that the Father truly came and established the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. They have shown a very long duration. They are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. The Father has now awakened you. You have to awaken others. You continue to awaken others according to the Dharma plan. Whatever effort you have all made up to this time, you made the same effort in the previous cycle. Yes, there is victory and defeat on a battlefield. Sometimes Maya is more powerful, and sometimes God's children are more powerful. Sometimes service moves along very fast, and sometimes some children have to face the obstacles of Maya. Maya makes them completely unconscious. This is a battlefield, is it not? Ravan, Maya, make some children of Rama unconscious. There is the story of Lakshman. You say that all human beings are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. You who belong to the godly community say this. Those who have found the Sun of Knowledge and have awakened will understand this. There is no need to say anything to one another. You understand that you, who belong to the godly community, really have awakened. All the rest are still sleeping. They don't understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come to give you children your inheritance. They have completely forgotten this. The Father only comes in Bharat. He comes and makes Bharat into the Master of Heaven. There is no doubt that Bharat was the Master of Heaven. The birth of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, also takes place here. They celebrate the birthday of Shiva, do they not? He must surely have come and done something. The intellect says he must definitely have come and established heaven. Establishment cannot take place through inspiration. You children are taught Raja Yoga here. The pilgrimage of remembrance is explained to you. No sound is spread through inspiration. They believe that Shankar has an inspiration and that only then do the Yadavas create missiles, etc. However, there is no question of inspiration in that. You understand that it is in their parts in the drama to create missiles, etc. It is not a question of inspiration. According to the drama, destruction has to take place. It is remembered that missiles were used in the Mahabharat war. Whatever happened in the past has to repeat. You guarantee that you will establish heaven in Bharat, where there will be one religion. You don't write that the many religions will be destroyed. It is clearly written on the picture that when heaven is established, no other religions remain. You now understand all of this. The greatest parts are those of Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. These are very deep matters. How Vishnu becomes Brahma and how Brahma becomes Vishnu very quickly enters the intellects of the sensible children. The deity community is also created. It is not a question of just one being created. You children understand these things. Not a single person in the world understands these things. Although they worship Lakshmi and Narayan and Vishnu, they don't understand that Vishnu is the dual form of Lakshmi and Narayan, the ones who rule the kingdom in that new world. However, no human being has four arms. This aim and objective shown in the subtle region is to portray the family path. No one knows how the history and geography of the whole world repeats. Since they don't know the Father, how could they know his creation? Only the Father tells you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Rishis and Munis used to say, "We do not know." If they were to have known the Father, they would also have known the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The Father says, "I only come once and tell you children all of this knowledge, and then I don't come again." So how could they know the Creator or the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation? The Father himself says, "I don't come at any time other than at the confluence age. You call out to me at the confluence age." The golden age is said to be pure and the iron age impure. Therefore, I would definitely come at the end of this impure world. I come at the end of the Iron Age and make the impure pure. At the beginning of the Golden Age, all are pure. This is something very easy to understand. People don't understand anything about when the Purifier Father comes. It is now the end of the Iron Age. If there were still 40,000 years of the Iron Age left, as they say, how much more impure would you still become? There would then be so much sorrow. There would be no happiness at all. Because they don't understand anything, they are in total darkness. You can understand this. You children should meet each other. You have to explain the pictures very clearly. All the pictures, etc., have been created according to the drama. You children understand that as time is passing, the drama continues identically. The stage of some children continues to fluctuate. Sometimes it is high and sometimes it is low. These matters have to be understood very clearly. Sometimes there are bad omens, and so much effort therefore has to be made to remove those omens. Baba repeatedly tells you children, it is because you become body conscious that there is conflict. You have to become soul conscious in this. You children have a lot of body consciousness. Become soul conscious and you will be able to remember the Father and you will continue to progress in service. Those who want to claim a high status will be constantly engaged in doing service. If it is not in someone's fortune, he will not be able to make that effort. They themselves say, Baba, I am unable to imbibe this knowledge. It doesn't sit in their intellects. Those who imbibe everything also experience a lot of happiness. They believe that Shiv Baba has come. The Father now says, children, understand everything very clearly and explain to others. Some remain engaged in doing service. They continue to make effort. You children understand that whatever second passes, it is recorded in the drama, and it will then repeat in the same way. It is explained to you children that many new ones come to listen to the talks outside. You know that so many people give talks based on the Gita, the Vedas, and the scriptures. They don't know that God comes here and explains to us the secrets of Himself and the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Only the Creator comes and tells you all of this knowledge. It is the Father's duty to make you Trikaldashi. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. These things are new. Baba explains to you over and over again. Wherever you go, first of all, explain who the God of the Gita is, Sri Krishna or incorporeal Shiva. You won't be able to explain these things with a projector. At the exhibitions, the pictures are kept in front of them, and after explaining them, you can then ask them, now tell me, who is the God of the Gita? Who is the ocean of knowledge? Sri Krishna cannot be called this. Who is the ocean of purity, peace, and happiness? The liberator and the guide. First of all, have them write this down by making them fill in a form and then ask them to sign it. There was the sound of birds in brackets. Look how much they fight. At this time, there is fighting throughout the whole world. Even human beings continue to fight each other. Only human beings have the intellects to understand anything. The five vices of human beings are remembered. This does not apply to animals. This is a vicious world. The world is said to be that of human beings. In this Iron Age, there is the devilish community, whereas in that Golden Age, there is the divine community. You now understand the whole contrast. You can prove this to people. It has been shown very clearly in the picture of the ladder that at the bottom are the impure and at the top are the pure. It is very clear in that. The picture of the ladder is one of the main ones, the ascending stage and the descending stage. This picture of the ladder is very good. What can we write on it so that people can very clearly understand that this really is an impure world and that heaven was a pure world? Here, everyone is impure. Not a single one can be pure. You should have these thoughts day and night. Child Atom Prakash writes, Baba, should I make this picture? Baba says, you can churn the ocean of this knowledge and make any picture. But the picture of the ladder has to be very good. You can explain a great deal with it. You took 84 births and then took the number one birth. Then from the stage of descending, you have to go into the stage of ascending. Each one of you should think about this. How else would you be able to do service? It is very easy to explain to people by using the pictures. After the Golden Age comes, you have to come down the ladder. You children understand that you are actors. You don't go straight to the Golden Age when you are transferred from here. You first have to go to the land of peace. Yes, those among you who consider yourselves to be actors in the drama are also number wise. No one else in the world can say that they are actors. We write that even though they are actors in this drama, they don't know the creator, the director, or the beginning, middle, and end of the drama. And so they are first-class senseless ones. God says this. God Shiva speaks through this body of Brahma. The ocean of knowledge is that incorporeal one. He doesn't have a body of his own. These are the ways to understand very clearly. You children should have a lot of intoxication. We are not defaming anyone. These things are right. You can print a picture of all the seniors. You can show the picture of the ladder to anyone. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to establish peace and happiness in Bharat and make Bharat into heaven, hold seminars among yourselves. Follow Srimat and serve Bharat in this way. 2. In order to progress in service and claim a high status by doing service, make effort to remain soul conscious. Churn the ocean of this knowledge. Blessing. May you be a soul who has a right to be number one in all attainments. On the basis of your purity and experience, peace and happiness. The children who constantly keep their promise of purity in their awareness automatically experience happiness and peace. To be number one in claiming a right to purity means to be number one in all attainments. Therefore, never allow the foundation of your purity to become weak, for only then will you be able to be last so fast. Remain constantly stable in this religion. No matter what happens, no matter how much people, nature, or situations try to shake you, do not let go of your religion. Slogan: be innocent of waste, and you will become a real saint. Aviak Signal, with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Thubdada wants every child to be seated on the seat of a stable and elevated stage, to be in solitude, to be bodiless, to be one who establishes unity, to belong to the One and to be an incarnation of economy. Understand the ideas of one another and give everyone regard. While signaling one another, have an exchange of ideas and reveal the power of the gathering among yourselves. The power of this unity in your gathering will be instrumental in bringing the whole Brahman family together in a gathering. Om Shanti.